kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Daniel Malari.
Ms. Imelda
Dr. Louisa Pratt. Alex Salvador. George William Neal.
Mina Teresa Edmondson.
Anim na natatanging Filipino ang kinilala sa naganap na Queensland Filipino Excellence Awards o QFEA nitong nakaraang linggo ng gabi sa Brisbane City Hall. Ang prestihiyosong parangal ay isa sa mga pinakaaabangang kaganapan ng mga Filipino sa Queensland na ginaganap lamang kada 5 taon. At ayon kay Philippine Ambassador to Australia Maria Helen de la Vega, record-breaking ang taong ito para sa parangal na itinaguyod ng embahada noong taong 2000.
Well, this is so far really the first time that we had these excellence awards with more than 50 nominees, showcasing actually the excellence and the outstanding accomplishments of Filipinos in different sectors. So we're proud of what happened tonight.
May 64 na Filipino ang nominado ngayong taon na nagmula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng estado. Pinangunahan ang presidente ng QFEA at 2019 awardee na si Rejoice Thompson at ni Queensland Honorary Consul Cheryl Gabutero ang malugod na pagsalubong sa mahigit 400 kataong dumalo noong gabi. Napuno ang tanghalan ng musika, sayawan at disenyong Filipino na inabangan ng maraming pangunahing panauhin, kabilang na dyan ang Lord Mayor ng Brisbane na si Adrian Schrinner.
The Filipino community doesn't just contribute in terms of expertise and entrepreneurship, but also the values that you bring to our community. The importance of family, faith, resilience, big-hearted friendship, and also the importance of having a bit of fun along the way. And we salute you, we thank you for what you've done, what you continue to do for our wonderful city and our wonderful state.
Dumalo rin ang leader ng oposisyon sa Queensland na si David Crisafulli na nagpabatid ng kanyang paghanga sa lakas ng loob ng mga migranteng Filipino.
We're acknowledging those who take a risk to create jobs and opportunities for others. We are better as a community because of those 76,000 Filipinos who are here in Queensland. Just know how much we value the fact that you've taken that opportunity.
Kabilang sa mga pinarangalan ang negosyante, florist at event stylist na si Imelda Katib na ginawaran ng Excellence in Business, Industry and Commerce Award. Sa kanyang panayam sa SBS News noong taong 2020, ibinahagi ni Imelda Katib ang naging impluensya ng mga bulaklak, di lamang sa kanyang pamilya at hanap buhay, ngunit maging sa kanilang pagtugon sa mga hamon ng mahigpit na COVID-19 lockdown noong taon.
Would you believe, Celeste, we did not close ever, even at the height of the pandemic. And we always consider ourselves essential services. We make people happy. We give them hope, something to smile about. I am an accountant, actually. Sometime in 1995, my husband helped a friend of his to work for him for 2 days during a Valentine period. And after that event, my husband came home and he said, I have found the right business for us. This is a happy business. I said, and what is it? It's a flower shop. I said, we graduated the best degrees overseas and we are doing flowers. What will my parents say? No, believe me, you will love this one because it's a feel-good business. So what I did is I enrolled at TAFE. I did the basic, I did the wedding floristry, I did the advanced floristry, all in 6 months, which normally would take 2 years because I spoke to my teacher and said, could you do tutorial for me during weekends? And we did that. And the rest is history. That was 1995. And in 1999, we won the best in bridal floristry all over Queensland, besting over 3,500 florists.
Si Dr. Louisa Parkinson naman, na isang siyentipiko, ang hinirang na panalo sa Excellence in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. Bilang plant pathologist, trabaho ni Louisa Parkinson na maghanap ng solusyon para mailigtas sa mapinsalang sakit ang mga pangunahing tanim at kalakal sa Queensland tulad ng avocado. Sa kasagsagan din ng COVID-19 lockdown noong 2020, ibinahagi niya sa SBS Filipino na ang kanyang na-develop na molecular test para sa avocado ay naging pangunahing instrumento upang mapabilis ang pagsusuri ng COVID-19 infection.
Just like with COVID-19, for example, we've got scientists around the world monitoring new and emerging diseases and pathogens such as viruses, fungi, and bacteria, and developing diagnostic tests so that we can rapidly respond to any disease outbreaks that occur in our country. I do the same, but for avocado pathogens. My work is in monitoring exotic pests and diseases from around the world that affect avocados and to develop diagnostic tests so that we can quickly test for it in case we do have an incursion from when we receive import, for example. The diagnostic tests that I develop, they're also applicable to diseases which we also have in Australia that affects avocados. And interestingly, the tests that I develop, they are the same technology that is being used by medical pathologists to test for things like COVID-19 and other human pathogens.
Ang musikerong si Alex Salvador naman ang nanalo sa kategoryang Excellence in Arts and Culture. Siya ang nagtaguyod ng Full Moon Drum Circle sa Townsville, isang community arts program na sa ikalawang dekada ngayong taon ay nananatiling longest running program sa Australia na suportado ng council simula't sa pool. Panalo sa kategoryang Excellence in Entertainment ang batikang mang-aawit at creative producer na si Daniel Malyari para sa kanyang mahalagang kontribusyon sa malawakang pagkilala sa mga Filipino sa larangan ng pagtatanghal dito sa Australia at sa ibayong dagat. Pinangaralan din ng Excellence in Community Service si Ginang Mayna Therese Edmonston na sa loob ng apat na dekada ay nagsilbing gabay sa maraming Filipino at mga refugees para maalwang makapagsimula dito sa Australia. Kinilala din ang professional rugby player na si George William Neild bilang natatanging ehemplo sa larangan ng competitive sport. Si George ay kasalukuyang miyembro ng Philippine Volcanoes na kumakatawan sa Pilipinas sa International Rugby Union. At ang 17 gulang na estudyante at musikero na si Louis Galman ang nagkamit naman ng Excellence in Youth Leadership Award para sa kanyang makabuluhang ganap sa Queensland Youth Parliament bilang kinatawan ng Youth Council sa Ipswich. Patunay ang QFEA sa halaga ng pagkilala sa buhay ng isang nagsisikap. At sa mahigit na 60 taong nominado ngayong taon, may daang-daang tao din ang nanalig sa galing at talino ng Filipino. At ayon kay Ambassador De La Vega, sa mga ganitong parangal, naniniwala siyang higit pang dadami ang mga natatangi at mahusay.
But I think what is important here is the ability to inspire our community members so that we are able to create this critical mass of excellent people that would give validation really of the positive contribution of the Filipinos here in Australia.
Celeste McIntosh po, para sa SBS Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.